farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On this edition of Calling Farmers, Junior Agriculture Minister lauds scent and farmers, and later or proverb of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Junior Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan is commending the farmers of St. Anne for playing a major role in helping Jamaica to achieve its food security targets. The junior minister says the parish produced approximately 55,348 tons of domestic crops in 2014, despite being adversely affected by drought.
St. Anne, which is described as the garden parish, has over 18,000 registered farmers, producing crops such as pimento, yam, sweet potato, corn, and a wide variety of vegetables, as well as our livestock farmers who rear cattle, goats, and pigs. I commend you for the significant contribution you have made to feeding our nation and to food security.
The Agriculture State Minister says the parish's farmers also contributed significantly to the country's achievement of over 90% self-sufficiency in Irish potato production in 2014.
In 2014, you, the farmers of St. Anne, have contributed to the reduction of the importation of Irish potatoes, that is for table purposes. So we can now satisfy 90% of our local demand. You have increased over 30% production of plantains, and that is also commendable.
Junior Minister Agriculture and Fisheries Luther Buchanan. He is encouraging all farmers in St. Anne to continue to excel while increasing production and productivity. And now for our proverb of the day.
Two bull can't rule in a one pin.
And this means, two bosses cannot administer the same responsibility in the same location. Two powerful personalities cannot coexist in the same space. And there can only be one leader in a situation.
Windows and doors should be kept closed to reduce exposure to smoke, dust, and other emissions. A message from the Ministry of Health.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The beach full of dead fish. What caused this?
It was an awful smell. We couldn't breathe. Who is responsible?
For harmful pollution incidents impacting the environment, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, investigates to identify the cause, holds the perpetrators accountable, and monitors the cleanup to restore the environment. NEPA, managing and protecting Jamaica's land, wood, and water. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andrew James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.